All right, good work. We just started last week, Hilchos Kenevish and Memches. We did Sif Aleph. Just to recap a bit on Sif Aleph. Hopefully tonight Yetzirah will finish Sif Aleph and continue on to Sif Beis. But a recap of Sif Aleph. The Yisoid is that if a person steals, a filo kolshu is also midaraisa to steal min haTorah. And not only that, it's also midaraisa to steal even derech schoik, or to chepa, if you're doing it to be matzar, even if it's al das lachz, you're just taking it for a short period of time, you're going to just give it right back, just to chepa the guy. Or even if you have good intentions, you're doing it, amanas l'shalom tashlum yekefel, you're doing it, you have a mind to be marviach, and mehana the bailim, still it's awesome midaraisa. And the Rambam says the reason why, he's a taich of where the sissa came from, how we know to learn out all these things in one extra leisig noivu, is kedei shelo yargal atzma b'kak, a person shouldn't become angavent, you shouldn't get used to doing maisa genevis, and therefore the Torah asks that even if you have good intentions, even if you only do it for a short period of time, amnas lax, it's still going to be yasa. The Kesef Kachem points out that therefore you can't think that you could outsmart the Torah. The Torah says, "Shulay agalatzman v'gak." Okay, if you said, "I'll just do it today," and I know better, I know that I won't be agalatzman v'gak. I'm convinced that I won't end up. It's tough luck. It doesn't make a difference. If a person steals, amanas lahagzir, amanas lemekad, amanas to give tashlum mekefel, is still going to be awesome with the raisa, no matter what the person's cheshbonos are.
What about the tzar? Did we ask this last week? What about the tzar itself?
Why isn't it ism mitzad the tzar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that grad is Emek Shela. Emek Shela says that he wanted to touch up. Remember the Shiltas? The Shiltas said that amanas tzar wasn't stam, you're trying to chepa the guy, you're trying to teach the guy a lesson. And that he should learn how to take care of his nechosim, and he shouldn't be such a batlin and such a slav. So that Emek Shela says, why? He says, because otherwise it would be anyway in Issa Deraisa of Tzar, like we learn now from Einoz Dvarim, the Inala Brimit Tzar. So, yeah, so Loit Emek Shela, anyway, we also out Einoz Dvarim, but not the Tzar that we're doing. Loit him, then the Tzar means that you're doing it to teach the guy a lesson.
Because not.
If you have a chiv chinuch, so you could do it als. Oh no, is it deraisa? You're right. You wouldn't. It's not. You're going to still have this leisig noivu. But had it not been for this actual leisig noivu, then you would have been able. Now, right now, you have a problem. Correct. So if you want to do it for your kids, okay, you're going to have a problem. Right. But that's what Hamishel Seguf is saying. That even though you would have been allowed to give techocha and do it, but Kamashul in the pasuk leisig noivu says you're not allowed to do it. Now it's not so partial, by the way, that you even know his dvarim like the Hamishel and Namzon. Like some Rishonim, Nozram has to be Dafka Bedibur, you don't do a Dibur. Or other it's in a 1B Nozram, other Rishonim learn Nozram is on Inni Nozar, it's Inni Nozboishis. Okay, it's not for now, it's for when we learn to Nozdvarim. But okay, getting back to here. So you see from here, even though you did it Amanasa Shalom Tashlum Yekefel, you're doing it to Bimahana, the person, it's still an Issa Dereis of Loisig Nozram. The Welt is $1 million kasha. This is from the Rishonim, Achroinim, Dan. I mean, like, everyone is jumping on this kasha. Dosh date in the Gemara that there's a lot for Amunasa Shantashun Lekev. There's a lot if you're trying to be Mahan of the person. And yet, you see in the Gemara Babasa, Faket, the Gemara Babasa, Dav Tezainim and Aleph, Eev prides himself, he boasts, he says, look at me, he says, what's the Lashon HaPasuk? Bichas Oyved Alai Tovai, the person who lost his nechasim should give that bracha that he gives, a light tovah, it's going to come to me. Why? Because he used to go around and steal nechasim, the karka, the karkois of Yisoyimim, and he used to be mashbich the karka and give it back to the Yisoyimim. And he used to pride himself, oh, brichas oivet a light tovah. Frekta Yisoyimim, what do you mean brichas oivet a light tovah? It's an isidereisav, loisig noivu. It's awesome. Wait, he's being mishabeg himself that he's doing Yisurim? What's going on? And everyone is the karka. I'm like, this is $1 million kasha. And there are many terutzim given to this kasha. I'm just going to share with the Olam, I guess, 3, 4, 5 basic terutzim, and there are many nafkaminis because of that lahalacha. First teretz is the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is teretz. And the Pnei Shloimo and the Kovit Shiurim, they all say that it's cholok, a yid or a goy. The extra krov, leisig noivu, was given to yidim. This a yid is not allowed to do this. A yid is not allowed to be goyiv amanasa shalom tashlum yekefel. But a goy who wants to steal amanasa shalom tashlum, I mean, he doesn't pay kefel, but amanasa shalom shvach to be mashbiach the karka, kala kava, that's gewaldik, that's a brach, because Oyved alay tovin. It's a gevaldik azach, and even gets a bracha for it. It's a gevaldik azach to steal a manas lashbiak to the bailim, but not if you're a yid. For a yid, not only is not gevaldik, it's even nisa deraisa. It's a lav deraisa. That's the yad rama, like I said, in the achronim's teretz. It's the first teretz, which comes out interessant, very, very interessant. Means before the Torah was given, it's not just an, you know, you're allowed to do it. It's a gevaldik azach. It's birchas oved alay tovay. And the second the Torah is given, it's already us. It's a lav deraisa. It changes. It's an interessant azach. It reminds me, there's a Ruach HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, in Pirkei Avos, beginning of Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, it says that there are shloisha amudim, there's a Torah avoda and gemilas chasadim. So Reb Chaim says a beautiful hezbeh, beautiful being in the Mishnah. He says that be'etzem, these three legs that the world stands on is really two, and the Torah just qualifies those two. There's really avoda and gemilas chasadim, and Torah defines and qualifies and quantifies what is avoda and gemilas chasadim, and everything we have to look in the Torah to see what that is. And he explains. He said, take avoda for example, comes along. Before Matan Torah, Adam Rishon's Makriv Kabbonis, Noach's Makriv Kabbonis, wherever he wanted, and by doing so, Faket, he had a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk was made last week, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of that, I'm not going to bring a marble ever again, because of Noach's Kabbonis. Now, all you have to do is try that once again, right after the Torah is given. Not only is it not Nachas Ruach, it's Shchutei Chutz, and it's an Issacharis. It goes from one extreme to the other extreme. That's Avoida. But it's defined by Torah. So too, Zakteh, a beautiful marshal, he says, "Benegeh to Gemilas Chasadim." Before Matan Torah, someone's desperate. He needs a loan. His business is sinking. Save his business. No problem. He's $100,000, but you know, give me 10% ribbis. No problem. You mamish saved the guy's life. Unbelievable what tzidkis you just did for the guy. Try doing that after Matan Torah. It's an issa deraisa of ribbis. Issa deraisa of ribbis, where Chazal say that it's not going to be zechel elam haba, because of that. It would not be zechel etchias hameisim, because of doing that beautiful act that was once so beautiful before Matan Torah, but comes along Matan Torah and defines it, ein letchias hameisim. Kavaldik. He said the Torah defines what avoid is and what gemilas chasadim. So here you have another mashal. He didn't give this mashal, but he had another mashal. Gzeila goinav amanas lashmir, kavaldik. But once the Torah is given, it's an issa derais, it's a lav derais.
For a guy nowadays,
a guy is allowed to do it, right? But for Yid, we were used to be that guy. We used to be those Bnei Noach, and once we got the Torah, we were Niskadish, and now we have a different anhaga. Our anhaga is Mechayev that you not even do such a gneva, not even Amanas Lashbiach. Okay, that's the first teretz that the Mefarshim bring. There's another teretz. What's pshat that Eiv has a bracha for stealing sodas and being Mashbiach? And here we see a guy of Amanas Lamech, and it's also. Correct. It's going like the man the Yomer that Eiv was a guy. Definitely. Right. Correct. It's a good point. And the Achronim, yeah, they mentioned that.
It could be
used
before
Matan Torah.
Anyway, before
Matan Torah,
it doesn't use before
Matan Torah. No, that's what I'm saying. Some say Eiv was
Zaka Matan Torah. Right. Either before Matan Torah or a guy.
Right. But I'm saying, but if you hold like those man the Yomer that was Zaka Matan Torah, you're stuck at that point. You're not going to have the teretz. Good. The Pnei Shleim in the Kovet Shurim, and it's also Minchas Pitim, suggests a second teretz. It's a major nafkamino l'alacha. Your son was busy with it last week, and that is, that could be that this whole Chiddush Akra, Lisignoiva, Manas Lamekam, Lisignam, Manas Acham Techel Mekeful, is only by Gneva. It's brought down by Gneva, it's said by Gneva. But Gzela? You want to steal? I'm not such a tashlum yekev. No problem. Gevaldik azach. Birchas oved alay tovay. Yiv didn't do gnevis. He did gzeilis. He stole karka. He said karka is befehesi. Everyone knows about it. He was doing gzeilis. Gzeila amunas lashbirk. That's gevaldik. Gneva amunas lashbirk. That's terrible. What's the chilek? So many of the Achronim suggest that the Chilik is based on a Bach and Shindun test, that if the whole Issa of the Rambam, of Gneva, Amanas, That pass is better by gneva. I steal today, tomorrow I'm going to get used to it, I'll steal again. Every time no one looks, I'll steal. But gzela, which is done by fehesia, other people seeing, I'm not going to get into this mode of stealing. What do you mean? Tomorrow there are going to be people around. I'm going to be called a goslin, I'm going to be reported, I can't keep on doing this. So it's very hard to get into this habit to be a goslin. It's easy to get into the habit to be a gan. If it's more difficult to get into the habit of being a goslin. The whole gzeilus, the cause of leis gneiva, was in Skadish. Don't get into habit of gneivus. But gzeilus, no problem. Lachatchila, not a problem at all. And memela, you'd be allowed to be geizel hamanas hasham teshlum mikayfon. Therefore, since Eve was doing a gzeila, it's mutter. You're allowed to do a gzeila hamanas lashbiach. That's this teretz. Other achrayim, there's a binin afrayim. Sorry? No, not kefa, but lashbiach. What he used to do is use lashbiach to sod and improve the sod. But if he does anything lashbiach, that's fine. By gzela, but by gneva, we have the chash of shalayagatz mekach. It's based on the bach and shinun test, beginning of gzela. The shach holds it. It's a doichik that bach schilek or whatever, but based on that bach. There's a binin Ephraim in Simun Chavav, he says a different chilek between gzela and gneva. So this is a lomdash chilek. He says gzela by definition is a Torah was chosh. You're not supposed to be machasa mamon chaveray. I'm taking away your mamon. Gneva is not because I'm taking away your mamon. Gneva is because I'm doing the maisa gneva. I'm doing a sly theft when no one sees. So I'm behind the scenes and I'm stealing. I'm in kofer bebashkoches abari. I'm in kofer bebashkoches estam. I'm trying to outsmart that guy. Gneva, the problem is for the maisa. What ma'isa avad to be mechasam amakaver? But the ikar what the Torah is makbid on is doing a ma'isa geneva. By gzeila, the Torah is makbid on the chesaron amakaver. Memeli says like this: these things that you're doing, they're good things. You're doing amnas lashbiach, amnas hasham tashlum mikayfo, to teach a guy a lesson. These are bad and good things. But you're doing a ma'isa geneva. The Torah says no, it's also shleiagatz mevakaki. Now they'll do a ma'isa geneva. The Torah asked every ma'isa geneva in any single form, but gzeila, where the Torah didn't ask for the form of gzeila, only to be mechasam amchaveroi, as long as it's kedai for the bialim that you're being mechasam amchaveroi, because you're going to give it back, but yes, it's ace, you're going to give it back improved, that's not a problem, and you're not over an isa gzeila. Mamela is a chilik between gneva and gzeila. Lamash, we find a similar chilik, just that there's such a chilik exists, is by Ben Bagbag. We said last week, the Pesach Tshuva brings down, that if someone has your item in his house, you're now let go into his house quietly behind his back and take back your item. Because that's also stealing and it's also lav derais of leisig neivu. But what should you do? Zog Ben Bagbag, punch him in the nose and just grab the chafetz out of his rishus. That you're allowed to do. So a gzela of your own item out of his rishus is fine. That's a chetchila. It's your item. You're not a gazan. But to do that, but if in gneva, that's also midaraisa. What's pshat? Vaita, the same thing. Because a maisa gneva it was. Even if it's your own item, you're doing a maisa gneva. So the Torah acid. But gzela, it's not. Torah didn't ask a gzela as the maisa shabay. Only because you'd be machasam on chavere. And since it's your own money, you're not being machasam on chavere, so you're allowed to do it.
The way we explained last week, though,
Gondino Napshe,
not
the Maisa Gazelle. Yeah, I'm asking.
Even
without being Machasim Machaveh, the idea that you're taking money out of someone else's rishus without anyone knowing about it, that's Gneva.
What about the Karka and Zealous?
Okay, we're going to get there. Okay, we'll get to that. 1 second, this might be another test. We'll see. Fine. Now, like this, it's going to come out that we could even go to the next step. What about Amnas Lamekat? If you're doing it to Chepa or Schoik, maybe that would also only be by Gneva. But sometimes we play around, we do Gzeilis Amnas. You know, we'll snatch the Chefez out of guys with the shoes. He's right there, and he's trying to get it. No, we run away with the item. That's Gzeil Amnas Lamekat. Maybe that would be permissible. Because the Torah may have asked only Gneva Amnas Lamekat, not Gzeil Amnas Lamekat. Make it. So there's a whole new world out there now. I mean, Yad Ramah didn't give this teretz, so it seems that he didn't hold of this chilek. But the Akrenim, a number of the Akrenim suggest this chilek. So there's a problem with this, besides that there's Yad Ramah l'choy not like that, there's also Mafush Miyuchas L'Rdvam, Bava Metziah, on the sugya of Ganyam Hanas L'Mekat, he names on, it's clearly, that Huadin Goizel HaManas L'Mekat is also Issa Deraisa. Forget he wants to know why Tigmar used this akim to fill the extra lava of Lisigzol. It sounds like he had no problem. Guys, on Manasseh make it should also be yosa. And the Hemek Shela in Parshas Neach that we mentioned last week in Siman Dalas Kanhei is Medayik from the Shiltas also that who had in Goizel on Manasseh make it. All these things by Goizel as well is also osa. So these Achrenim is a nice Tamtza, it's a Chiddush, but a Maisa, I would not use it since the Rishonim Avodah that there's no Chiluk between Gneva and Gzela. All right. A third teretz the Achrenim bring the Minchas Pitim, and that's what you just suggested, is that Karka ain an Exelus, and because Karka ain an Exelus, and Machlek is Rishonim, that which Karka ain an Exelus doesn't mean that you don't have Kinyon Gzela, or did the Goa Zayvai to say you don't have Yin Oivar Olav? It's Machlek's term. Some hold that you're Oivar Olav, but you don't have Kinyon Gzela. If you learn like the Rishonim, that you're not even Oivar Olav, that the Smar brings down these Rishonim and Shinayin Vav, so if you go like those Rishonim, so Eve was very good. What did he do? He didn't steal Stamazai. He stole Karka Manas Lashbiak. Since he only stole Karka, and Karka's ain't an Gzela, it's Mamele, he didn't do a Maisa Lysigzel, and Mamele Eve is fine, and it's because he improved it, so Brechas Oivar Olai Tovai. But to do Beterius, metaltolin, for example, then it would be a problem. All right. I would like to suggest another pshat, and I think Rav Moshe is saying this chilek, and that is, also has its nafkamina perhaps in halacha, and that is that all these cases are, you're a ganef, you're a gazim, means you have to do a maisei kin in Pashas, right? So you're taking the chayfet out of the guy's rishos. You have to at least bring it out of his rishos into your rishos. So you did a maisei gzeil. So you have the best intentions in the world, tough, you just did a maisei gneva and you over alav deraisa. But what did Eve do? Eve never picked up the karka and moved it away. He went down and he plowed the karka and he was mashabech and he was zareya, whatever he did to the karka. So I know Kanaimer, that's a maisei kinin of chazaka, and if he had intended to steal it, to be, so to speak, to keep it for himself, then in a chanami, that would also be a maisei gzela als the chazaka shavoy. He did a maisei chazaka. That is also a kinyan. But Kabishmai Gaya, that wasn't his kavanah. His kavanah wasn't to keep for himself. His kavanah was all along when I'm zareya and plowing, all for the yisayimim, all for the yisayimim. So we know, Eve knows, there was never any point in time that he did a maisek zela. He never took the chayfits out of the Bailam's rishus. Hayoyis, he never did a maisek zela. He cannot be over anything. If it was metalton, he brought it to his rishus, he could have the best intentions, but you just did a maisek zela. But here, you didn't do any maisek zela. You never took it out of the rishus of the yisayimim. The lashon that Gemara says, yes, he was goizel the sadis, that's a lashon, you know, mushal. It doesn't mean mamash stole the fields. He went down, he forcibly, maybe he went down, but he went down, he was mashbiach the fields to improve, to help out the yisayimim. But since there was no maisek zela, memela, that's why b'chal is not a shayla. When you do a maisa kinyan.
Or the
pshat is
you're
active
the Bible.
No, pashas, even karka, if you hold that there's a lot by karka, you still have to do a maisa kinyan. You have to do parat. You have to do some maisa kinyan. Pashas, the only maisa kinyan you have, a kesef you're not giving, shtar you're not having. So the only maisa kinyan you could probably possibly do is chazaka. So you have to do some type of chazaka of showing that you're the Bailam. But if that's good, if you show that you're the Bayim, you're trying to show you're the Bayim, so you did a Maisek Zela. But if you're not showing that you're the Bayim, faket, all the chazakas you're doing is only Latevis HaBayim, Latevis HaYisayimim. So I never did a Maisek Zela. It is. Kaka isn't a chazaka. What do you mean?
Can you feel like person without giving money? How's it going to happen?
Yeah, you could be kind of. No, so that's Gneva. Whatever Metaltalin is Nikna with, by Mecca Komemka, a Ganev and a Gazan is coined without the money. So too by Kaka. If there's a Pasha called Kesar Shtar Chazaka by Kaka, so a Ganev also has his Kinyonim. Practice is not going to be Shaykh Shtar and Kesav. Good. But Chazaka he has. So he's Machzik by Kaka Shochavera for himself. He just did a Maisek Zela. But if he was never Machzik for himself, Gradi was Mashbiak the Kaka. He never did a Maisek Zela.
He never showed bias.
He never, even though the chazaka, if he had intended to show one for himself, it would have been a good chazaka. But since that wasn't his motive always was a chazaka for the Zaymas. He never did a maisek zela. If he took metalton and he brought it to his own house and he said, "Oh, hini mukha, I'm not stealing," but lamaisa, you took it to your house, you moitzi mishus habaylem. Fine, so you actually took it out of the rishus. He did a maisek zela. Here, you never did a maisa. You never took it out of the rishus. It's only maisa chazaka. That chazaka reno really meant nothing. So he never did anything. I think that's what you can look it up. There is much from Baba Basra and Simin Yid Beis. He has Ha'oris and Ha'ora Ayn Ches. I think this is what he means to say. You can look it up. Maybe you have a different pshat in Rav Moshe, but okay, that's what he means.
Whenever you have the Libo Sha'odom, what looks like.
You so we don't care.
I'm not so sure, but that's if you want to know Ben Adam L'Chaveh Pshadetz, if you want to know who Abezin could be Machayev here. But we're talking about only the Isurim Shaboy. Eve knew that he wasn't doing a Maisek Zela, some Amela, Birchas Oved, a light of.
Whenever you have to go talking about planting somebody else's field, that the Baden has to pay the Mashanene, that's a Maisek Zela, or it's only talking about Bechai Galna that.
It's, if you do chazakah, there's certain ways of being mashbiach kavil. That's chazakah. So if you do it amnas for yourself, you're a gazan. But if you do it amnas for the bialim, you're not a gazan. And a kanami, you're a yoyred. Sorry.
A situation where a guy's a gazan. We come from himself. And
so he's a gazan.
And Yenim would not have to pay the mashanah.
If you had you held kaka was an exelus. The problem is kaka is not an exelus. So you have a dove problem. So, okay, you never have that kinyan. So we have a different problem. But we're going into Rishayna, even though Kak is in an exilus, but you still have the Issa, so what do you do with that? I just want to bring out from the Seres, really I'm driving out the next step, and that is that Kipshuta, this Issa, whatever it is, it still has to be a Maisa Gneva. Means I have to do some type of, just like Gzela, a Ganef. You think you know how to be a Ganef, you don't know how to be a Ganef. You have to do Maisa Kinyonim. I remember I had a principal, Rabbi Manal, Rabbi Klein, in my yeshiva. We were learning the Sugis of Gzela. He walked in and he started to laugh. He said, in this yeshiva, we teach you how to steal. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you don't do it. You're not a Ganef. You think no, you have to do a Maisa Kinyon. You have to have a proper Chazak, like Rashi, because I just have to close the door. Otherwise, you're not a Gazlan. We have to. So I think all these things are the same thing. Since it's learned after the pasuk like Gneva, you need to do a Maisa Gneva. That means if I'll chepe you in a way, I'll take your chefetz in a way that I didn't do any of the kinyonim that are necessary. Maybe I chep it, and maybe we'll run into another dvarim of the Hemek Sheila. But like Gneva, I wasn't Gneva. Because Lisa Gneva is an Issa of Gneva, and I have to do Kinyani Gneva. Means if I take it out of you, sure it's fine. But if I, you have it on the table, and I give it a kick or whatever, and it's Meshicha B'Shus Habayim, Meshicha's not Kaino B'Shus Habayim, I was never made Agbo, I didn't do anything, I knocked it under the bed, you don't know, I'm not pretending, I don't know where the Chayfetz is, nothing, it's fine. I mean, I'm not teach it to your kids, but it's fine. You didn't do a Maisa Gneva, it's no problem. So you were never over this Issa like Gneva. I think that's a Dava Pasha by me. The problem is that there's a Chedush Yerim over here who seems to say otherwise. The Chedush Yerim at the end of the Sifkan Dalet, it's a long Arichas, but the Mamish at the end of Sifkan Dalet, he even touches up, he wants to touch up the extra. Remember, we were problem last time. It's Amanas Lahagze and then Kadei Latzare. What's the extra Kadei Latzare, right? So he wants to say Amanas Lahagze, whereas I took it out of your Rishos and I'm going to give it back. And Kadei Latzare was, I didn't even take out Rishos, I just knocked it away. It's in your Rishos still. Just you don't know where it is. And he said, that's still this Issa of Leisig Noiva, and that's Pratin Kadei Latzare. That's his, why you need that extra. Last week we gave a number of other Pshat and what this Kadei Latzare is. But it seems in Kedushirim, he understood he could be over this Issa without any Maisa Gneva, any Kinin Gneva, which by me I hold is a Dava Chodesh Admai. I think it's Pasha that if it's a Issa of Leisig Noiva, you need Kinyan Gneva as well to be over.
He means literally a Tibishus say, or it means he's still in his property,
No, it's Mashi. He's trying to bavonek. He said, if I did a kinin, he brings a raya, from the mission, Bava Kama Ayin Tes, that you see you could have a shame ganev even though you didn't do any kinin. Because it all there says, if you're going to Bishus Bailim, you're not chayiv. But why is the Mishnah calling you a ganev for? So you see you could have a shame ganev without any kinin. So maybe that's right over here. It sounds like from him, maybe he holds it across the board, maybe I'm wrong, that he holds that when do you need Maisa Kinyonim, that's only if you want to be Mechayiv and Kinyani Gnev and Shinoy and Einsen or whatever. But the Issa Shabbai of Leisig Gneva, maybe every ganev he holds is over by doing anything, by taking away from the Bible, without any proper kinyan. I don't know, maybe that's what he holds, I don't know. But I think it's a Dava Chodesh. All right. Fine, let's move on. So that's Sif Aleph. Let's try to move on to Sif Beis. Kol ha-goynev afilu shavah pruta. If anyone steals even something worth a shavah pruta, oiva alav de leisig noivu. Oiva alav de leisig noivu. Shavah pruta is totally on silver, depending on how high silver is. Right now, probably it's a drop under a penny is considered a shavah pruta. A couple of years ago, when silver was a bit higher, it was about a penny and a third. But that, even for a penny, you still, even a penny is worth a value from somebody else, an item, goods, you're over leisig noivu. And we really had in Sif Aleph that even a mashu is also, just a mashu is also midrash atzchat shir, but you weren't over the lav. The Mechab is telling you the over a lav of leisig noivu if you stole l'shava pruto. The chayv l'shalom, and you got to give it back. Now, why don't you get malchus? Every lav you get malchus for. So why aren't you getting malchus for gneva? Bishlam by gzeila, there's a mitzvah that say the rice of veshev is a gzeila, so it's a lav and it's a class A. But by gneva, where it doesn't say veshev is a gneva in the Torah, so lechayr then gneva should get malchus. We don't forget, we see that gneva doesn't get malchus. What's pshat? So that seemingly is a machlekes rishonim. The Rambam's mechadish. He's Fush over here in Pirush Mishnah. Is that the Rambam's Bechadish based on the Sugi and Makis that there's a new Ptur of Malkis? There's such a thing called the Lav Hanit Klas A, good, but there's another thing called Lav Hanit L'Tashlumen. Any Lav that there's a payment attached to that Lav you don't get Malkis. And Gneva, that the Rambam, the reason why you don't get Malkis for Gneva is because it's a Lav Hanit L'Tashlumen. It's a Rambam Shita. How do you know Gnev is Nitin L'Tashlumin? Kipshuta is because the Pasuk says Chaim Shnei Mishalem, the Pasuk says by Tavach Umocha. There are a lot of psukim that you see that you chayv to pay for the Gnev that you have. So Mameli, you know it's Nitin L'Tashlumin, and it's a lot of Nitin L'Tashlumin, you don't pay. I go even weiter. The Rambam holds that even by Gzela, the Heshev is a Gzela, is only Chayim when the Chayfetz is ben. If I steal Betari's Gzela from you, and the Chayfetz blows up, and I'm chayv bo'insin, and I pay you for it, I'm a good boy, I pay you, but I wasn't Mekayim that say. Because once it blew up, I don't have Veshev as a Gzeila. The Gzeila is not Ben. It has to be Kasha Goza. I don't have that Chayfetz. So why don't you get Malkis when you steer, when you do a Gzeila and the Chayfetz blows up? So the Rambam to the rescue again, because it's a Lav and Nitin L'Tashlumin. Because since you got to pay for it blowing up, you're Chayv Leinsen. Memeila, therefore, it's a Lav and Nitin L'Tashlumin. You don't get Malkis. The Rosh and many Rishonim, Rosh and Bav Mitzi and Chavav, many Rishonim hold that Gzeila, by Gzeila, even if blew up and you pay money, you also make kind of mitzvah that say Veshev is a Gzeila. They say the Rosh holds a broader interpretation of what Veshev is a Gzeila is, and the Rosh doesn't teach the Sugi and Makis like the Rambam does, that there's such a thing called Lav and Nitin L'Tashlumin. The Rosh teaches the Sugi that when you pay, you're also being Mekayim the mitzvah that say of Veshev is a Gzeila, even though it blew up. That's how the Rosh teaches.
Even like the Rambam, B'shas the Masik Zela, or Shaq B'shas
Zela. I know, but what the Gemara says later on, when it's Bitlo, when you don't have the Asay, you should get Malkus then. That's what the Gemara, the Sugi is going on, the Malkus. Bitlo, Rabbi Yechim, Shulakish. So, but the Rosh didn't have that Sugi. The Rosh teaches up the Sugi as Veshav is Zela. So if the Rosh doesn't have the Rambam, then it's not Tashlumin. Faket, you see Faket, not that he doesn't have a makar for it, but you see he holds Faket, because he had to come on to say that you have a Veshev even though it blew up, even though you're paying, with that you're making Veshev, and that's why you don't have Malkus. Without that, I say, you would have gotten Malkus even though you're paying. So what is he going to learn by Gneva? By Zayis, he's going to hold that the Veshev is Akzela is by Gneva as well. You have the mitzvah say of Veshev is Akzela by Gneva. It's Gneva and Akzela. Gneva is similar to Akzela. We learn out the mitzvahs of Veshev is Akzela to Gneva too. And Memela, the reason why you won't get Malkus like the Rosh, a different reason in Gansen is because it's a lav hanitiklase. So nafkamin if the guy was Mekayim Nasei that day, looked at Ramam, he wasn't, like the Rosh, he was. I'll bring you a right that there's such a thing that you could take this Veheshev Zagzela, take this mitzvah and plug it somewhere else, is that by Yainos Momin, there's a Ravan in Bab Metzin, Nun Chesam and Aleph, the Ravan says when you Meshev, when you do a Chazar Sano, the Ravan spells out clearly, many Achrenim say it, but the Ravan says that Lehedya, that you're being Mekayim a mitzvah say the Raisa of the Heshev Zagzela, even though you didn't steal, you did I know. But since you're giving it back, I know it's also like the Gemara in the beginning of Zeil Neshek says it's a form of Gzela. They all learned out from each other. I know Gzela, Gneva, Ribbis, it's all in one pot. All those things go together. And Mela, yes, you'd be Mekayim in mitzvah say Veshev is a Gzela as well. So Mela, it's not hard to say that I know could have a Koshik and Gneva could have it. You'd be Mekayim in mitzvah say Veshev is a Gzela. All right. Let's continue. Zok to Mechabe, Echad Agoyniv Mom in Yisrael. Whether you're stealing mum in Yisrael or you're stealing mum in Shalakum, what? Pashtis, you're over alav the loisig noivu and you're chayiv l'shalim. These two nukudas that the Mechaber just said, that there's a lav of loisig noivu and there's a chiv tashlumin, that you should know is echad agoyin of mum in Yisrael and echad agoyin of mum in Shalakum. Even if somebody steals from a goy, he is over alav the raisa of loisig noivu and he's chayiv l'shalim. The Mechaber is coming from the Rambam. Kipshuta, the Pasha, the reading the Rambam is the Yoiva Loisig Noivu. And it's not just the Rambam. There's a smag in Loisase, Kuf Nun Hei, and the Redvon Chulin, the Daf Tzadi Dalarim and Aleph, that they all spell out clearly that Yoiva Loisig Noivu, the Lav, even when you steal from God. It's very important, Rabbi Isaac, because it's a major Makloik is here. They hold that Yoiva the Lav. I, in the Pasha, what does the Pasha say? Loisig Noivu? It says in the pasuk ba'amisai, and we know ba'amisai means a yid, not a guy. It has to be amshitcha b'tarif a mitzvah. So to rishayim that when it says ba'amisai, ba'amisai is going on le'sechacha shuvelo se'shakru, but it's not going on the reisha pasuk le'signeivu. What's our raya? To rishayim, two rayas. One raya is because it was going on le'signeivu. The pasuk should have said me'amisai. It says be'amisai. Loi se shakru, you're lying, bi amisai. Loi se chakashu is bi amisai. But loi se gnoivu doesn't say, it doesn't pass bi amisai. It should have to say me amisai. Since it says bi amisai is a raya, it's not going back on loi se gnoivu. That's one raya. Another raya is actually Shani says, look at the trap. Loi se gnoivu es nachta. And then starts the pasuk. Loi se chakashu, loi se shakru, ish bi amisai. If it was going back on loi se gnoivu, it doesn't pass to put es nachta. The es nachta divides the pasuk. So memelo, like the Yishayinim, Lesignoiv is going on Bein Yisrael, Bein Akum, nothing to do about Misai. Lesachach, but Lesachach attack is only about Misai, not by a guy. But Lesignoiv is across the board. Memelo, Yoiv, Allah, but Lesignoiv. Factor Advaz, the Chuvus Radvaz, and Chelik Dalit, Simin Reish, hey, on the Rambam, this dig that it's apparent that the Rambam held. The Yoiv, Lesignoiv, Faket, and Wafush, Gemara, Faket, the Gemara, above a common, Daf Kofiud Gimel, on the Beis, on the bottom of Amin Aleph, wants to know, how do we know that Gezalakim is also? And the Gemara is two pshatim. How we know Gezalakim is also? One is from V'chishavim Keneu. They have to be medactic. When you're being paid to the Yiddish slave from a guy, you can't fool him. You can't play around with the numbers. You got to be medactic B'cheshbon. Why? Because you now let's steal from him. So you see that Gezalakim is also. That's one raya. Another raya is like the Gemara. Different number, it says a different pshat. It's from V'achaltes Ha'amim. Where's the pasuk continue? Hashem Alokech Neisen Lecha. So Gemara says, when Hashem Alokecha gives us the goyim in our rishos, then we'll vachal to zahamim. But bizman that they're not in our rishos, she'enu misirun biyadcha, then it's going to be also. So it's like a lav. It's like it only comes from the asev. Vachal to zahamim only when it's misirun biyadcha. It's not when it's misirun biyadcha, not. Right, but it's a lav above makal asay. So it's really only an asay. And the chishim kenei is also only an asay. So we know that it's also midaraisa. But it's from other sources, v'chishim keneu and v'chaltes amim. But it's not from the regular lavim. If there be a regular lav, what in the world is the Gemara asking? How do we know Gezalakim is also? Isaiah Frechter advised, and he mutches in the Rambam. The Rambam also doesn't mean it, because it's a furush Gemara feket that we're not over the regular lavim when you steal from a guy. Beautiful. We're going to get to it soon. One second. So that's the Radvaz's kasha. And Batsim, who holds like this, la halacha, the Levush over here, now Mechaba, I know what he does with the Mechaba, but in our Mechaba, he sort of slips into the pshat of our Mechaba, that you should know, you're not over Lesignoiva when you steal from a guy. You're only over these other assays, these other Yisri, the Raisa, but Lesignoiva you're not over. And the Nesivus over here in Sivkot Aleph says it, the Goyin ala Rambam, it's not the Goyin on Shulchan Aruch, but the Goyin ala Shainas Rambam also says it. He says, Namzan Fapashi, Avadi not over Lesignoiva, like the Gemara says, you're only over an assay. Kuf Yud Gimel, the bottom of an aleph, really Amid Beis. So we now you have a Radvaz, a Levush, a Goyin, and a Sivis, a heavy hitters that all hold that you're not Evelasing Neiva, which is Lechem Refush Keneged Refush Shulchan Aruch. Shad is what did the Rambam do with this Gemara? Lechem the Gemara Fraket. So the Knesset Agdol over here, Nagoy Satosev Cotton Beis, said it's not Shver. He says, because we understand that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. So whenever the Torah gives any Yisurim, any Dinim, about that the Dinim that the Torah is giving is for Klal Yisrael. Whatever the dinim are, the dinim for Klai says. When the Torah says Leis Gneivu or Leis Sigzal, Avad, it means you now let's steal from a Yid and you now let's steal B'Torah's Gneivu from a Yid. But Avad, we would never know a guy just from the Stam Pasuk of the Torah. So therefore the Gemara is Gezalakim Menolon. But once the Torah came, that we see that the Torah doesn't like Gezalakim as well, from V'chishim in Keneu, or V'chaltes Amen, that the Giloi, that we now know that when it says Leisignoivu in the Torah, and it says Leisigzal in the Torah, is going on Goyim as well. It's a Giloi to tell us, yeah, it's going on those Goyim as well.
So why does it apply last level?
And the Kamil lost it, love is going to be Nishtana. I didn't lost it, love. HaKadosh Baruch is going to say that Taka it's going to be Mut. And
change the
There are a lot of halakhas that are going to change lost it, love.
So it comes out big, my flight is halakha, the two pshatim.
The what?
Whether it's mutter lasad lavai. Pishem kaneu.
No, no matter what, the Gemara says, v'chalta zam is going to be mutter lasad lavai. No matter what. And no matter what, now it's osa. The shaylev is now osa because of a lav, it's only osa because of a naseh. It's osa midarais inside.
I'm saying the two sheets are from v'chalta.
Right.
Whether it's from v'chishem kaneu.
Oh, you mean if you learn how v'chishem kaneu, you didn't have v'chalta zam, so maybe it will be lasad lavai as well. I hear. I don't know if they have to. Whenever the Akumam of Isurim Beyodcha, so whatever it is, if it's when the Yidden on Eretz Yisrael, so I'm when the Yidden on Eretz Yisrael, whenever the Isurim Beyodcha, from Zman HaBayis, so I'm from Zman HaBayis, I hear. As I said to Knesset, the Gdayim, Meili says the whole Kashi Ebsach Nishton, and Avad Ramam's Gerecht, Avad Yoiva, Loi Signoiva, Regal Yisurim. That's what Knesset Gdayla says.
You should say that this is Loi Signoiva.
The Gemara just said Minolan. How do we know? We know from the Chishev. Now that we know it, it's from Leisig Neimer. Okay, fine. For you are mechavim to Noidav Yehuda. Truvis Noidav Yehuda Madura Kam in Yeridei Simen Pei Aleph. He says he doesn't see the Kachi. Kachi Epsach Nishdalan. He's talking about Bechariza, but like Agav, it's Goinus of the Noidav Yehuda. He said the whole thing doesn't. The whole Kachi Epsach Nishdalan. What's the problem? Nachamot. The Gemara says Gezelakim Minolan. Now we're talking about Gezel. We're talking about Gneva here. Leisignoivu, the Rambam says, is Saifa Yid, Saifa Goy. If you look in the Rambam of Hilchas Gzela, and you look at the Mechab and Hilchas Gzela, you see the Mechab and the Rambam of War, that you're not over Leisigzel by a Goy, when you steal by a Goy. The Goy is Mashma, there's an Issa, Kesav Mishnah even suggests me it's only Issa Midirabonon. No, the Achroinim, including the Yidu, says, not true, it's Issa Deraisa, because don't have Mechichav and Keneu, don't have Mechaltes Amim, Avad is Deraisa. But Leisigzel, you're not going to be over. But for Gneva, you will be over Leisignoivu. How could you spell? How could you separate? By Gzela, Goy is not Bacham, by Gneva, Goy is Bacal. So what's the problem? Open up the Pasuk. Let's see what the Pasuk says. By Leisig Noivu, it doesn't say by Misei, because Rishonim already said, by Misei is going on the Sechachach of Leisig Shakra. So Meilo, Leisig Noivu is across the board, Sai Yid, Sai Goy, not a problem. But by Gzela, what's state in the Pasuk by Gzela? By Gzela, if you look, in the Pasuk, it says, to quote, it says, Leisashik is Reacha, Leisig Zoy. That's a Lashna Pasek. So it's talking about Reacha. Leisashik is Reacha v'leisigzol. You shouldn't steal from this Reacha. Reacha means a Yid, not a Goy. So Avada leisigzol is not by a Goy. But leisignoivu, of course, why not? Why shouldn't it be by a Goy? You don't have a need by a Goy. Memeir the Gemara's Hokasha was Gezelakim Menayin. But Gnevis Hakim? Not a problem. Avada's Taka Lereg leisignoivu like the Rama's Mavur. Echad Hagoyne Mamen Shay Yisrael. Echad Hagoyne Mamen Shalakim. Very geschmack.
Gzela.
Chishev, you shouldn't be playing around with him, fooling him. You're in front of him. You're taking the evidence from him. It's not you're doing it behind the scenes. You're being mad to him. So that's a form of gzela. Gneva is mamish. Okay, you have to know why. Okay, so Gneva is das. We'll talk about it. But that's right. What?
You're fooling him with the money, but the evidence you're taking.
Right, you're taking it, and everything's in front. You're not doing it behind the scenes. It's not a maisa gneva. You have to know why. But that's what the good. It's only a maisa gzela. And the Chuvis Maria Sad Yehudi Yales is the exact same thing. Doesn't quote the Nadiv Yehuda, but in Chelik Beis, Simon Reish Lam Megubi says the same thing, and he jumps on the Rav Magid in the Sma. If you look at the Sma, we in Sif Cotton Hay, the Sma says, Oya Goinev Momen Shel Akum, Dum Yo De Gezel Ha Akum De Osa. And the Rav Magid says something similar also, it's learned out from Gezel Akum, they see the Gezel Akum is also, so what Gnevis Akum is also, so the Yidiala Gevalt, it's not learned out from Gezel Akum, it's worse than Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is only an assay. Gnevis Akum is a mamish, the regular love of Leisig Neiva, has nothing to do with Gzela Akum. It's a regular Leisig Neiva, what's going on? And he blibes Shreya on the Rav Magid in the Sma. So you see from the Rav Magid, it's already Rishon, you see the Rav Magid was mash for the two. The smell is mash for the two. Good. But the native Yud and the Yud Yala are taking on the world, and then the Michalik between Gzeila and Gneva.
I know that Reyach is only Sigzel. I know that Reyach is only Sigzel.
Well, because it's a Vav HaMechab. It says, Nachma, what does it say? V'loi, V'loi Sashik is Reyach, V'loi Sigzel. And I'll bring you another right, because the end of the Pasuk says, what's the end of the Pasuk say? V'loi Salam Pula Sochiv Kad Baika, what's the end of the Pasuk say? Right, good. So the Gemara says in the end of Vamatzi, the Gemara says that Leisolin is only by Yid, not by a Goy, because it says Reyacha. It means it doesn't say Reyacha, it says Reyacha at the beginning of the Pasek. Basically, the Gemara understood that it says Leisakar Reyacha, Leisigzel, Leisolin, everything is going on Reyacha. So Gezel, which is stuck in between the two, sandwiched in, about it's going to have the same Reyacha. Okay, we have to know. Okay. Fine. The Ma'ase is, you look in the, just to leave you off on this note, the Chuba's Beis Ephraim and Ur Chaim Simon Lamed Zayin, who takes the Nedivut to task and he brings Kama Vekama Rayas, that there's no chiluk between Gneva and Gzela, and you couldn't, because it's going to come out. I just think for a second. I mean, he brings Rayas Fakir, but he says it should come out then that his God is Machlokes in the Gemara if Gezel Akam is Mutter or not. We pass Gezel Akam is also, and it's also Mederaisa, like these Psukim. Good. But there's a man who says that Gezel Akam is Mutter. So he said, make a judgment. It should come out. Only Gezel Akam is Mutter because there's no Pasek, right? Because it says Reyachim by Gzela. But Gnevis Akam, everyone would hold is awesome, right? Means if like the Nadi Yehuda's world, he now you have to relearn Shas. Everything when it talks about Akam, Gzeil Akam, Mutaz, is only by Gzeil, but Gnev is definitely also like Gneva, no problem. So he brings Kama Vekama Rais for Bechariz Yud Gimel. You see now like that, you see even Gneva, the Gemara Nem Don for a Pasha, if you hold that Gezel Akam is Mutaz, who then Gneva is Akam is Mutaz? He's saying, what's the Pasha? Well, you can't do that. Gzeil has a meat. Gneva doesn't have a meat. Avad is a regular love. What's going on? Alamai, he says that Avad is no chilik, and if Gezel Akam would be Mutaz, Gneva is Akam Mutaz, and Zakam is also, it's only also the Chisham Kenes, so to gain name is Zakam, and he doesn't like the Nadi Yehuda. All right, but now we have a machloikes. But don't forget, yeah, no, we have a problem, but it's Rishonim. We have a Pashtus Arambam, and a Smag, and a Ritva, and it's much more like that, and Yerem Kuchav Dalet as well, that they all learn that Loisig Noivu is by a goy. You have Issa Dereis, Loisig Noivu. It's a love, not just the Chisham Kenes.
What name of Rishonim
for
a goy?
If you hold.
Accidentally took something
that. If you stole, if you did a Maisa Gzela and you hold it, and so just like by a Yid would be also, so to by a Goy would be also. There happens to be a Ksois in Simu Chafei, the beginning of Simu Chafei, the Ksois is Machadish, not like the Rishainim, but the Ksois is Machadish that Shoigig and Oinis are only Nisraba by Mazik as Pesatach as Posa. The Rabbi is Shoigig Kemeza Oinis Karotzen. Shoigig Kemeza Oinis Karotzen. But by Gneva and Gzela, we don't find the Rebuy. Then Echnami Shoigig and Oinis by Ganav and Gazlan is Mutu, I mean, whatever, there's no Chiyuvim even by Israel. And that's when Fush Lucher Fush Tais in the beginning of Bava Kam, I think Davdal Amral Faket, there's Miri and Hagoizel Faket. Good, but. He's going again to Rishayna, but let's put the Ksais on hold, and then the Chanaim Lachar, there's been no Chilik. What then? But if it's Leisig Noiv, and there's no Chilik, Echad HaGani Vizrav, Echad HaGani Vakam, it's going to be awesome. And it's a very important Nakuda, this Shaila, where the love came from, just hold on to it, because it's very important, because it's going to make a major Nafkamina shortly. So hold on to it. All right. Continues the Mechaba, ve'echad agoyniv migadol oy mikotin is also. Say if you steal from a god or say if you steal from a cotton, you're also going to be over this love of loisig noivu. How could you be over when you steal from a cotton? A cotton doesn't own anything, and a cotton is a lav breschi, you can never be coin anything. So the Mepharshim explained, like Tyson Sanhedrin says this, and other places, Pashit, a cotton got a Yerusha, so he's Yerush Midaraisa. Or Taisis hold that if a cotton works and he gets wages, that he could be Koine Midaraisa. Those are the two exceptions. Everything else, Mitziya, Mekach, Memka, anything else is only Midarabonan. But granted, you should know there's one more possibility. If you like certain Rishonim, you have Evdasa, Cheres, Makna, that might work to make it Midaraisa. It's Makloikas Rishonim.
Does it belong to the parents? If he takes from their cotton,
no. So let's say if the Tumar cotton, he doesn't have parents, or was given bedafka to him, whether he worked. If he works, it belongs to. Okay. If he's soymech al shulchanov, then we have a problem. The problem we discussed by Avedim Mitzvah. The father was mavat, and he doesn't want to be kainet, so maybe the cotton could be okay. We'll get, but those are the cases, either through Yerusha or through wages. But everything else, it's only midrabbanan.
But is there enough meaning?
Oh, so Memelo, that's what I'm driving at. So we just got off Echad Agoyim Mamon Yisrael, Agoyim Mamon Shalakim. Then it says Echad Agoyim Migodol Mikotan. Sounds like that cotton, even Akim, will have the din. So, in fact, Munchas Pitim Bishloim, if the cotton owns it, he has a Yerusha wages. So, yes, Yehiva Darais is stealing from that cotton even though he's a guy. But if it's only Midaki Sholom or Gezel Midivrayim, he brings a right from Esman Shinayin that the other forms of Gezel Midivrayim, like by Smachta, Marficha Yoinim, Mesachet Bekovya, doesn't pass by a guy. So he wants to make a Tushel, so who had in here. Gratis Rekivego over there in Shinayin brings a right, a beautiful right from the Rashman Gittin. It's even a closer right that you see the forms of Gezel Midivrayim, the form that a person like has a quasi bilus on it, and he's pretending, he's acting like he's a bomb, and you shouldn't snatch it out of his. It shows he knocked something off the tree and it that's becoming all the forms of Gezel with the reim, the Rashba says over there that gezel with the reim doesn't pass by a goy. Rakiv Eger brings it down. So if a gezel with the reim doesn't pass by a goy, it should come out that you're allowed to steal from a goy cotton if he doesn't own it midaraisa. If he only got it through he found it. You see a guy find something, you can snatch it away from him. I'm not getting into American law. But at least la halacha, you'd be allowed, because you're not over le sig noivu, because he doesn't own the midaraisa, and only midaraim. Midaraim, they want, you don't have a problem with the midaraim from a guy. The male should be muta.
Who says that?
Who says that? You're right. Who said that?
We're only talking about the rice here. We're talking about the
cotton
he has.
Right. So you mean only going on the oifen of the rice, and the oifen of the rice, and then a goy in a cotton is shava. But in a kind of oifen of the rabban is not good. Then the minchas pitim has a fleeting makshava. It's a good shmak. It's dvar matikim. It's not for now. But there's a bevust echsam soifen. Echsam soifen wants to be mechadish that a yois. The Rambam holds that Shiurim Halachal Moshe Misiyana was only knitten to Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. And Ayois, it's Mavua, that the sheer gadlus of Ben Yud Gimel or Ben Abbas Yud Beis is also Halachal Moshe Misiyana. It's the sheer of Halachal Moshe Misiyana. So, the Ksam Sefer Pasha de Chedron, Kumtois, that a goy doesn't become Bar Mitzvah. He doesn't become a gadol when he's 13 or when she's 12. So, when does he become a gadol? So, the Ksam Sefer, whenever he has das. It could be 8, it could be 15. Whenever he has das, I don't know what das he needs, but whenever he has das, he is a gadol. I mean, he doesn't have das, he's a cotton. So Meili said, don't rush to steal things from ketanim, because by goyisha ketanim, if they have das, they will be koinu midaraisa. Meili, you will be over loisig naiva midaraisa. How can you tell if he has das? I'm going to give him an IQ test. You can't rate him against a yid, you have to rate him against an adult guy. You know, you have to know when does he have the das. And it's a nafkamino for geiris. It's a nafkamino because we do geiris adas bezin on ketanim. Loitik sam soifa, if the cotton is already a shtickle older, 10, 11, 12 years old, and he might have his own das, then he can't do it al das bezin. So to be choshir chumriz sam soifa, you might have to get him to be makawled mitzvahs and to do, so to speak, to mice the geiris on himself. That could be a nafkamino. It could be other nafkamino, but good. As I said, bin Chespitim. So good, but Enochanami Moshe is talking about a good diet that the Luchay Enochanami, the whole thing is all Isaac Navy has. Anyway, talking about the Eifen of the Reis, but even the Rabbanan, maybe there's a Chilek. All right, let's try to do one more Machshava here, one important Vichdig Inyan. If you look in the Shach over here in Sif Cotton Bays, the Shach bombs this Machama. Amazing Machava. The Machava Nemzon, it's an Issa de Reis, Leisig Navy, a lava filu, when you steal money from a guy. Mashma mikan the osa the raisa the chinkos of mashal the sri lel Rambam vitur vismag shekosa bulosh nazer the osa mid the raisa ein shom it's osa mid the raisa the kosha mikan from here you see not like it's shver on the rama al mashekosa v'arav the rama be'agav be'even ezer reishim in kav ches the other rama paskins kitcher begezel oy begnev es ankam havi mukadeshes why the ein etzricha langs the rak mishum kiddush Hashem. If someone steals sai gzela sai gneva, the rama says both, if you steal sai gzela sai gneva from a goy, your chiv hashava is only midrabbanan, your chiv hashava is only mishum kiddush Hashem. The lashem tatzefta is chomo gzela zakim ni gzela yisro because of chilul Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. So it's only mitzad Kiddush Hashem. The Rama learned that it's only mitzad Kiddush Hashem. So it's since midaraisa it's yours and you can keep it, and it's only that Kiddush Hashem. So now if I give it to an isha, to be mekadesh, so I was mekadeshes. The Mershani want to know, the Mefarsh want to know, maybe she has to give it back, so why it's Mekadeshes? So they talk about that she only has to pay domim, or maybe she doesn't have to give back. Only I have the chiv Kiddush Hashem, because I was the Ganef, not her. Good, but that's what Ramah says. It's only a chiv to give it back, midrabanan, because of Kiddush Hashem. Frek, the Shah, Kavalt, it's a Mefush Mechabiyah. The Ramah doesn't argue. The Mershani and Mavu like that. It's also midaraisa to steal. If it's also midaraisa to steal, so it means you're going to have a chiv Hashavah midaraisa to give back. So how can you be Mekadesh and Isha? Oh, good, very good. Okay, so now we have to know. So what does that mean? They have a chiv l'sham and not a shavah. What I mean? So where did you get that?
I didn't.
Oh, so let's play this out. So if you look, let's look in the Nesivis. The Nesivis Siv Katan Aleph is mechadish gavald gazak because pashtis if you over loisig noivu then you have the veish of a zagzela. So what's going on? Zok to Nesivis, he brings down the shach v'tzorichin. Olafid needs daiti nirul yashiv. That's not fair at all. Why? Because dini he. Tagneva, who is a deraisa? In a chenami, that's stealing, isn't it? A deraisa, like we said. But that's from mevechishiv im keneo, or from mevechalto kedisa bevavakama. Even by a yid, without an extra asay of eshev esagzela, have a meaning after of alav the loisig noivim mekomokum isiru the avad avad ubashave enuchayif. If not for an extra asay of eshev, I would have said even if you steal from a yid, you could keep it. It's rak to be Yisrael Rachman and nitkela save the eshev esagzela. Avu ba'akim nihi dekra the vechishev ledrasha gemura asin it's deraisa to tell you that you're not allowed to steal. Avu mekomokum heichem mitzi. But the deraisa is not the regular deraisa. The deraisa is from Bechishev. Memelo, we would never learn out the assay that we normally have by Yisrael is not applicable to stealing from a guy. So if you don't have a chiv, a eshev, so how do you know you have to return? That could only be because of a kiddush Hashem. Memelo, the ramazer gishmak. That's why if she's mekadesh, it's mekadeshes. Again, Rabbi Isai, that's only good if you hold that the issi here is from Bechishev or from Vachalta Zamen. But the Rambam, the Parshas HaMachab, and the Rambam, the Smag, the Ritva, the Yerem, all know that it's Leisig Noivu, L'choyer falls away this Teretz of the Nesivis. And even this part, even if you'll demo on this part of Nesivis, it's still not 100%. Why? Because if you look at the beginning of the next column, Nesivis HaKasha. V'Kasha, Nihid Eno Chayi Bashova, Mekomokim Halav Didehu. Okay, I'm not chayav b'shava, but I don't own it. It's not mine. It belongs to the guy. I wasn't supposed to take it in the first place. The halakana isai without yish. Let's say inshallah, if yish works by a guy. Okay, whatever. The halakana isai because you never coin it. The mai mukadeshes habadav sheinu shalai kitchalai. Come to isai, he's mukadesh with something that doesn't belong to him. Who k'moshikasav amogen avram b'shem sefer yireim. That filu gezalakim muta. Even if you held that gezalakim would be muta, mikomakim lav shalai linyan suka linyan daliminim. It's not yours. You can't use it because it's never shalai. Even will be mutter. So coaching, we all guess alakim is also. So if it's also, so nanif, you don't have to give it back. Okay, but with what right, with what chus do you have to be koine? You never koine. So it's not yours. So when you mekadesh the zisha, you mekadesh with something that doesn't belong to you. So like that, you know, it's not shreya. Why? The kedushin lo yishayich, that's not a problem by kedushin. Enichlem by dalat minim will be a problem. You wouldn't be able to use this for dalat minim, but for kedushin is not a problem. The kevin da no abadav ezeh mutu midraisa. Since the yidim are allowed to benefit, derive pleasure from this item, because he doesn't have to give it back. Vuhu ham himsi lo anazu, and he was mamsi her this hana. Memelu mekadesh is beschar no shem tziyola. Hanakam, he's not being mekadesh with something that belongs to him. He's mekadesh with the hana that he was mamsila. He created this hana. He gave her the wherewithal to derive such hana. Memelu is being mekadesh with that hana, which is worth a shavar pruta. And with that, that's how he's going to be mekadesh. Azizok, didn't see this. I don't know. It's mitzvah the aveira you got, and now you don't have to give it back. So now, I don't know. I don't know if that's mitzvah. All right, anyway, what's a mitzvah by kedushin? It's a ma'aseh kinyan. I don't know if that b'chol passes that whole concept. Now, l'chor yaloit to nesiv is l'chor you have to teach up. I believe that you have to teach up that he was mekadesh or not with the chavitz, because the chavitz doesn't belong to him. He's mekadesh with the hana. The Rishonim talk, whenever you be mamzi hana, you have to be mekadesh directly with the hana of the thing. So you would have to say, arei mekadeshesli, not with tabazu, but arei mekadeshesli from the hana of the tabazu, that I'm giving you the hana that you could derive pleasure from this tabaz. But even so, the Achronim jump, that even when you mamzi hana, it has to be mamzi hana from your item. So let's say you have an item that you can't derive pleasure, but she could. So you gave her hana from your item. But if you gave her hana with something that wasn't yours, like, how do you find that to be mekadesh? How does that work? And then the Sivis himself in Kehelis Yaakov and Evanez over there, he takes a different route entirely. He has the problem with Tzadi Yireim, and he says, and you can't tell me by giving her to you Mukadashas, because since she was never coined and anyone could snatch it away from her, so she never really got anything from the Chayfetz. So maybe since she didn't get anything from her, Bemetis Kaddish, how are you being Makadisha? He didn't give this Tiretz here. And therefore, over there, Nesivis is Makadish something else entirely. He's Makadish, a Yeshivish raid. That every Gazan has Kinyan Gzeila and really should have been Koin and Gansen. The Veishav is a Gzeila stops that kinyan gzeila from working in its fullest, and therefore it says, no, you have kinyan gzeila, but you got to give it back. But if it will be shayak that you won't have eshev gzeila, then in a gazan would be kinyan dailam completely. And mamela, when you have a shini kinyan, how does shini kinyan work? Because veshev gzeila is only kinyan shagazan. If it's not, you don't have the veshev, you don't have the veshev, and you're left with your kinyan gzeila, so mamela, you kinyan mederaisa. Mamela zakh deb, when you steal from a guy that is no veshev, come to you'll be kinyan the chavis in gansan, mamela, it's taka yours. Even, I don't know, even like Yerayim, I mean, I don't know what he does, but he says, Mamela, it's really yours. Mamela, you can make Kadosh Isha, because Yataka owned it. And then at the end, he just says, I don't know where he's coming from, but he said, but Yataka will have to pay the guy money. Just, you own it. I don't know where the makar for that would be, but he owes that you own it in Gansin, but you'll have a Chiv Domin. Maybe the Chiv Domin would be, Guvi Biyaz, the Kiddush Hashem, because here, Dakar Mechab also says, V'chayv L'sham. So maybe it's the Kiddush Hashem. It sounds like he also, in the rice, so you could be kind of the Chiv, but you still have a Chiv Domin in the rice. I don't know. But anyway, that's bottom line is, the Nesiva says, right, but there is because you have a Chiv Einzim. I don't know if you can have the Chiv Einzim by a guy, because the Chiv Einzim of a Gzeila in Gemara Sanhedrin 9b is learned out Midi Davi Ashoyal. So just like you have a Chiv Einzim by Sheli, you have a by Gzeila because Kala Nasholoi. But a Shoyal by a guy doesn't have a Chiv Einzim, Pashtes, because not the Nishayimer by a guy. So Lachay Gazlin from a guy should also not have a Chiv Einzim. So Mela, I don't know if you can have that. You're right, Mashmoyz and Nesiv is like that, but I don't know where he got it from. To say maybe I'll say dinner kiddush Hashem, maybe that would be better. But it sounds like Nesivas, you're right. It's a deraisa. But the bottom line is Nesivas answers up the shas kasha. Gazlin, you are alive, you're over, but veishiv not because it's learned down from a different pasuk. But if we you hold, I mean the rishonim hold that you learned down from loisig neiva, we're back to tread to the shas kasha. Here you have loisig neiva, and the other Rama is saying that you have veishiv, that you don't have a veishiv zekzela. It's only out a kiddush Hashem and you mekadosh anisha. What's pshat? So to that the Nesiv Yehuda again says, not a problem. Again, being medayik psukim. Avado, loisig noiva yoiva. Like we said before, there's an asnachta, it's not a problem. Gneva yoiva, no problem. Full-fledged love. But the assay is veheshev isagzeila. So what does it say in the pasha veheshev isagzeila and vayikra? Hey, it says over there in that pasha, it says the kichesh ba'amisai. Right? The kichesh ba'amisai. And the next part veheshev isagzeila. So the pasha is talking about amisai. So loisig noiva yoiva. And by Gzela you have a different Israel of the Chishev, you're right. But you want to know, you get the Asei Veishev? No, it says in the Pasha Vamisa, you don't have the Asei Veishev. So you could have Gneva and Gzela, and Gneva, even the regular lava Gneva, but without the Veishev, means he's one step better than the Nesivas. You'll have the Issa Deraisa, the regular lava, but you won't have the Asei Veishev is Gzela, because Veishev Gzela is only by it, not by a guy. Now, Mela, that's what the Ramah says, only out Kiddush Hashem, and if you give me Mekadosh Anisha.
What's the
mitzvah we made to
the
Gneva to Yid? So that we said, Taka, like the Rambam, and Echanam, you don't, and it's only a lava nitten litashlumen, like the Rambam. And like the Rosh, we said it's learned out, but it's only learned out from Gzela, because by Gzela passes by Yid, so therefore when I steal from a when I do Gneva by Yid, I learn out Gneva by Yid from Gzela by Yid. But Gzela by a guy doesn't have a Heshiv, so how could Gneva by a guy have a Heshiv? And the Rambam, why? Because why you have nitten litashlumen? But may.
How do you know it's not by a guy?
No, the same thing. How do I know? Because how did I? 1 second. Because it's talking about. Oh, very partial. Because the pasuk, I'll say it like this. Because the pasuk that says that you have gneva that's nitten l'tashlumen by kefil, right? You have to give back kefil or dala v'hei. So that's why where's the makar that there's even a chiv tashlumen that's over there. But the Gemara dashes, Rambam brings down la halacha that there's no kefil and dala v'hei by a guy. Because it's a mita akra. So could be the same thing. So maybe if there's no kefil and dalve, it could be there's not even a chiv karen on a deraisa dika level to give back to a guy, and a ta could only be atz kiddush Hashem. Sorry? Oh, so l'chayru should have, now you have malkus, because you could have a loisig noivu without veishiv. And if you hold nitin l'tashum, you hold that the tashum is not deraisa, then vayt to the same problem. I hear. So then l'chayru should end up with a lav without the assay, without tashlumim, but really should have malkus. I hear the problem. Yeah, very good. Excellent, Kash. Very good. Zeshen. Fine. Just to be messiah with one more teretz, and I'll let the ilum go, and that's the hafla. The hafla over there in Evan Ezra, in Simu Kof Ches, he says a different pshat. He says, into Santa Goyenis, but he says that there's Lay Signoiv and Lay Sigzon, and then there's Lay Sachmoid. What's the difference between Lay Signoiv and Lay Sachmoid? Signoiv is you steal Shalom Amanas Shalem, and Lay Sachmoid is you steal Amanas Shalem. Means the difference between, and you need a whole new love.
And by Leisachmoid it says Dafka by Yid, Reyaka. It's only by Leisachmoid. So Kumtaisi comes out, yes. That Leisachmoid is only by Yid, not by a goy. But Gnevi Gzela is even by a goy. Right? That's what. So Meli says, if you steal and never pay back, and you over Leisachmoid and Ekonami, you just did a Nisa Daraisa by a goy. But if you steal from a goy and you end up paying him money, so you're no longer leisignoiv and leisigzol. Now your new is called leisachmid. But leisachmid is not by a guy. You're allowed to steal from a guy as long as you're going to pay him back. Even though you take this item, I'll give you money instead. That's fine. That's you're not owing anything. Because that's not gnev and gzela, and leisachmid doesn't pass by a guy. Mameli says, when you steal from a guy, kum dois, you're allowed to keep the item. You just have to pay him money. Kade not to be over leisignoiv, and you know what now? Even on my friend, advice does. That part he doesn't say, but it sounds like he needs that. That even if initially, even though all his rights only when you steal a manas l'shalim, but I don't know, he buries it. It sounds like he owes. As long as you steal and later on you eventually pay, I'm not a ganif. I'm a chaymid, and a chaymid is mutter by a guy. So Meili says, whenever you steal your dig, avad you chayv l'shalim, chiv tashlumim you have money you gotta pay. But the chayfitz is yours. You don't have to get back the chayfitz. Meili, the Ramah says, if you mekadesh and issue with the chayfetz, of others in the kedeshes. Because how do you know you got to give back the etzim chayfetz? That's only out kiddush Hashem, a tesefta that's made a takona, it's a drabonon that you have to give back the chayfetz. But money to give back, money, that's in a chanami, that's this thing, because otherwise I'll be over loy sigzol. So when you make kaddish and issue with the chayfetz, it's your chayfetz, of others in the kedeshes. But in a chanami, you're going to have to pay back the guy. Mamela, yatzai is miyash of the shach. The gnevo, the raisel, the signevo, alav at its fullest, no problem. But you won't have a chiv. You're not going to have this problem of being mekadesh because you're allowed to be mekadesh with the chiv. Now your shaila, I'm not sure if your shaila is answered, but even like tafla, because he's not saying you have a chiv to shlumen. It's just you got to pay in order to get out of the realm of gneva and into the realm of chaimet. But could be gneva is still not a lavanit in the shlumen. Still, you have the kash even on the floor. Why don't you get mal? Because you don't have a lavanit in the shlumen. It's not a lavanit. Let's say, all right. But it's very gishmak. There's a lot more raid. There's a lot more. But these are the basic terutzim to the kash. Is you got to get out of the veheshiv like the nesivis because it's learned out of different pasuk no veheshiv. Like the night of beauty, even though you have the regular signal, but you don't have the veheshiv. And like the hafla is you get out of it. Different way because it falls into chemda and chemda is not by a guy. All right, a good talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.